There is a scene in the Gospel of John, chapter 7, where the religious leaders send some temple guards to go and arrest Jesus, but the guards return empty-handed. And the leaders ask in verse 45, "Why didn't you bring him in?" And the guards answer, "No one ever spoke the way this man does." No one ever spoke like Jesus did. These guards heard Jesus open his mouth, and his gracious words caused them to completely forget their work. Or perhaps they had a change of heart about their life purpose. Hi, I'm Pastor Joel, and this is Happy and Whole in Him, a short devotional that I pray brings the powers of heaven to bear on your day. I admit that's a tall task. For some words formed by this tongue to give support to the discouraged or strength to the faint, hope if you're depressed, maybe cheer if you're grieved. To be able to speak words that are good for building up in season that might give some measure of the grace of Jesus, that is a tall task. The fact is, my words have zero power to do any lasting good if the Spirit of Jesus does not accompany them. I am acutely aware of that. I've been meditating on a particular passage found in Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4. It reads, "The Sovereign Lord has given me a well-instructed tongue to know the word that sustains the weary. He wakens me morning by morning, wakens my ear to listen like one being instructed." Now this passage in Isaiah, in the first instance, is speaking of God's coming servant, Jesus. It is the reason the guards could say they had never heard anyone speak like Jesus. You see, Jesus had been given a well-instructed tongue by his Father. How did Jesus get this learned tongue? I find it interesting that we only have a single scene in Jesus' young life. I mean, the Gospels tell us a little about Jesus as a baby, and then a whole lot about Jesus at age 30 and up. But we only have one scene of Jesus in his younger years. Do you remember it? Jesus goes missing in Jerusalem at age 12, and his parents finally find him in the temple. What was Jesus doing? He told them he was about his Father's business. What did that look like? Luke 2:46, he was listening and asking questions of the Bible teachers. The only glimpse into Jesus' younger life is one where he is listening to his Father through Bible teachers. The silence of Jesus' younger years is due to the fact that his younger life was a listening life. The Father wakened the Son morning by morning, wakened his ears to instruct the willing Son. Jesus' younger life was about solitary silences, not speaking sentences. Jesus' early life was one filled with silences, so his later sentences were good for building up, fit for the occasion, able to grace the hearer, Ephesians 5:29. So the first question for me and for you this morning is, do we have ears to hear God? And it is entirely possible that you and I are hearing, but our ears are not open. If you are hearing to no effect on the rest of your day, we may need Jesus to heal our ears. So go to Jesus. Ask him for ears to hear, because Jesus, with a word, ephphatha, that is, be opened, Jesus can heal your ears. Mark 7:34. Secondly, you need to pause and be silent and still in the morning, allowing God to awaken your ears. There's this story of the young boy Samuel, and the Lord calls out to him in the morning. And Samuel runs off to Eli every time the Lord speaks. And Eli sees what is going on, and he tells Samuel to be still and simply say, "Speak, Lord, for your servant hears." And when Samuel does this, when Samuel takes the posture of a still and silent servant, guess what happens? Later in the chapter, 1 Samuel 3:19, "And Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and let none of his words fall to the ground." None of Samuel's words fell to the ground. That's an amazing thought. My friends, we live in a day when many are weary and heavy laden. Folks have no rest for their souls. And while we're not Jesus, the Father does give the Spirit of His Son to all who simply ask, Luke 11:13, and then listen, waiting to hear. So let us begin our day in solitude. Let's take up the posture of the servant Samuel, perhaps taking 5 minutes, maybe after this 5-minute devotion, to pause over Isaiah 50 verse 4, opening our ears to God's instruction as found in His inspired word, praying for the Spirit of Christ to come, and then pausing to listen. We can be good at first asking, but it may do us little good if we're not stopping to listen after. And if we let God open our ears, if we listen for instruction, if we're patient, we will find we're positioning ourselves to have instructed tongues, able to sustain the weary with a word, not produced by the wisdom of this world, but the wisdom from above. And what a blessing you and I can be to our neighbors. Remember who you are and who you belong to.